Simbe kur sal tarak. Yesi tarike se atari asteshi. Kur ta. Ah.
Are you saying something?
Oh no, I was just praying.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Oh. Hey, Lana. Hey, how are you?
Yes,
All
indeed.
is well. I'm waxing great. All right. Well, you sound good. Yeah, so you're recording this already?
Yes.
Oh, guess we gotta watch our mouths.
It's okay. I can edit it out.
Okay. So the letters on the beginning, is that the doors of the church are open project?
Yes.
Oh.
Why you ask?
Who knew? I didn't know.
Oh, you can
I was
see it.
supposed to
Are
know
you saying
this.
you couldn't see it?
Now I can see it. I didn't know
Oh.
what it was.
Okay. Oh,
I guess
that's okay.
standard procedure or something. I don't know.
Ah, okay. Understood. All right. Glory to God.
Should we take notes?
You can. I'm not gonna speak conducive for notes, but if you'd like to, and my reason being is I'm gonna make this presentation available to everybody. But we are going to have questions too, so
Okay.
whatever, I don't get like you need it to, you can ask questions.
Oh, okay.
Glory to God. Yes. All right. Good evening, everybody. Good to see you all. I know there are some who are still trying to make their way in. So we're going to start off tonight, of course, with the Word of God, of course. We're a little different. We're going to do things differently, but we won't change. We're going to start off with the Word of God. That we won't change tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right. So tonight's call to worship. We're just going to do it in the King James, and I'm just going to read that out. Tonight's call to worship is Psalm chapter 27. And I will likely read 1 through 6. It's called a prayer of praise. Amen. All right, we're going to give folks a little time to get in. Let me make sure I can see everybody. Oh, I couldn't see everybody. Okay, we got people, some other folks in today. Okay. All right, call to worship. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?" Oh, hold up. Let's do that one. Let's just do that again. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hallelujah. The psalmist said in verse 13, I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah. Is that blessing anybody else tonight? The Lord is my light and my salvation and the strength of my life. Glory to God. All right, everyone. If you will, we're gonna do things a little different tonight. And so we're going to enter into a time of prayer right now. I'm going to let's, if we all would, if you would, and if you can, if you would unmute yourself, we're going to pray in the spirit for a little while until we feel a release in the spirit. And then I'm going to pray in English and then we'll get started. All right. All right. Glory to God. If you would unmute yourself and let us pray together before the Lord in our heavenly language. Es ma dead, kendaste kara a u egere anasti i si ke. Es ma da ko, ene si ta
Aro,
ke,
aro, aro,
yese me
titos,
don rogoko ta sa ke, i ya sa te
este,
mek. O
maroto,
mea
tutio.
arata barata sa ki ta rokan stan de ua ba i se ke, i sta ki ya ta.
Papa, titos,
A
sen.
kaya be inasti kono ko,
Maruto,
osa.
titos, sen, tera, maruto,
Aze
ye.
bera sa ye ne se
Tera,
se
maruto,
a kenzi be to ko ka ye
Santo
se
Santero,
ka
Matu
sto
Tui Santa Nana,
ka
Tamama
me
Tito,
ritoro sto ka
Dia
da
de
he
Dia de
nasti
Namuru
kur
Dia,
me
Santo
varro ka
Santero,
ta ke
Matu
ne
Tui
ke si
Tuarema,
ande yas te
Santo
ki
Santero, Dura
sa ye
Maria,
bero ton ko rabaha mati ki.
Amara Tuto Santero,
Yes, sakaro nik.
Nanto Santara
Saberu
Mamata.
stambo rokotaras.
Oh, Tito
Yes,
Santa
se
Le Dura
rebata.
Maria Tete. Amara
Yeri
Tito Santa
don go
Marali Tuto.
insiste
Eranto
ye.
Santa Te Ora Maru
Smekata
Tutu.
yandi arasta
Tito Ora
ku.
Maru. Amara Tito
Seke
Ora
yanti muru
Tuto.
nasat.
Papapato.
Yebero
Eranto
tarame.
Santa Maru Tutu Era
Basni
Nana.
kate ya te yor. Veri ando
Santa
basta kia te yor
Let
nes.
all the ma warm to
Yes,
toe.
I hear on the rosta bakita. Yes.
Round of Santa, the
Ye
world.
deris te te kita roko.
Warrant of blood on no matter to dear.
Barri
Can
un
until Santa
ande se
Magata.
ke.
Can until Santa
Yes,
Magata.
Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, as we gather tonight in your presence, even still, although, Lord, I our itinerary is a bit different than our normal midweek service, Lord. We gather even still, the children of God, as we believe to have been called tonight to have a project meeting, Lord. So we still enter into this night, into your presence with anticipation and with an expectation, Lord, that however this goes, it'll still be an encounter with you. I thank you, Lord, that as we engaged into the purpose of tonight, that you are still, Lord, mending hearts and healing bodies and opening our spiritual ears and eyes. You're still causing us to be sensitive to what you're saying and doing and how you're moving, Lord. You're still working inside of us. And my God, we are grateful. We are grateful for what you are doing in us and for us, and what you'll be doing through us, and what you are doing through us. So we give you praise, Lord, for tonight's meeting. I thank you that the ears and the hearts of those who hear, that they will hear the message that you have designed for them to hear tonight. And Lord, as your vessel, that I am yielded to you completely. And so we thank you and give glory and praise to you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
All right, amen. All right, okay, Brother Brandon, I saw your chat. So, amen. Okay, are we excited tonight? Is it just me? Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so tonight we're calling this a team meeting, and it is a team meeting. It's the doors of the church are open, Project Team, in case you didn't know you were a part of it. And here you are, a part of the team. So tonight, there are a few things that I kind of I wanted. I'm saying I, but please understand, I'm directed by the Holy Spirit to be sure that I'm communicating what the Lord is showing me and saying to me, so that as I am communicating with you all, and as we are making plans and doing things, that we can be on one accord, and you can flow with what the Lord is saying and doing, because I am communicating. So tonight, that's one of the purposes of tonight, to make sure that I have communicated just what is this project called, The Doors of the Church Are Open. So we want to make sure that we answer that question tonight, and then a few other questions too. Now, I may move about this quicker than you can take notes, and it may be quicker than you can quite grasp, but that's why we're recording it as well, so we can go over it again and pick up some things that we may have missed. But also in the meetings to come too, of course, we'll be referencing some of the things that we say tonight, and so we have it recorded so that we'll be able to speak from the same lens that we're talking about tonight for clarity. So at the end, oh, you'll see that in a minute. Y'all know these people right here? The back of heads, but I bet you know who they are, don't you? Amen. The doors of the church are open. All right. And so tonight, we'll go over several things. But what I want you to see here is at the end, we'll have times for questions. I like to be interactive, but for the sake of this meeting, I think for me to kind of stay focused and on task, then I'm going to go through the slides. But as you have questions, as we're going through the slides, please write them down, because we'll have questions and answers at the end. And I can simply go back to the slide that reference whatever your question is, if there is one. And if there isn't, then of course, we'll handle that question as best we can. Let's see, what else? What else? What else? All right, I think that's it. I think that's it. All right, everybody. Is time for us to meet the team. The doors of the church are open. Project has a team, and it's time for us to meet the team. Who are we? Here we are. I have a question for you. Are you able to see the entire screen? Like, I don't know, is this blocking this thing that I'm moving? Is it blocking anything?
on the right hand side, where the group, the UP,
Yeah.
the I there's a gray block.
Okay. Okay, good. So on that side, okay, so that there does block it. Okay, all right. So, all right, let me forfeit seeing you all's faces. I mean, not that I normally see your face anyway. I guess it's a thing for me. Okay, now that's better, I'm going to assume. Now you can see the whole screen.
Yes.
Yes, now we can see the whole thing.
Okay, great, great. All right. Okay, so here's the group. Here's the team. And we have Alexander, the billionaire Odom. And for those of you who do and do not know, our brother Alex is the vice president of the trustee board. He is also the director of the Upper Room Crew. The Upper Room Crew is the intercessors. The prayer team, and he is the director of that team. Our old Miss Viola is the treasurer of the trustee board. Along with some other things I'm sure we haven't mentioned, but she is the treasurer of the trustee board. Our brother Dion the Steward Arrington is the assistant treasurer. He's the assistant to Miss Viola on the trustee board. And also he is on the rebranding and media team. For sake of clarity, the rebranding media team are the ones that are working on making sure that our online presence is a direct reflection of who God has made us and the message that we are preaching to the world. And so that's the rebranding team, rebranding media team. All right. And our sister Princess Brockington, of course, is the administrator of the church and also on the rebranding media team. Our brother Brandon Young is the ushers and greeters development guy. He will be developing the policies, procedures, the order, the service structure for the ushers and greeters. And our sister Pamela Scott, she's children's ministry. And so she is actively developing the curriculum for the children's ministry that we're going to start online. It will be an online ministry, at least first, that we are wanting to start at the end of school to go through summer. And so we'll be online once a week with the children. Right now, probably more than likely, the age range being between 11 and 15 for right now. And also using the Freedom in Christ discipleship curricula for that age group. Our sister Bernadine Okoro right now is helping us with sound, and is in continuing in prayer, or of some other things, or some other places, or place I should say, that we have mentioned, but she's still in prayer in that. But right now, helping us with the sound. Sound. When I say sound, I'm talking about, speakers and mics and cameras and, all that technical thing. Mom Swan is service notification, as we know it and have it now. She's make sure that we get out the notification of when service starts, and that kind of thing, and also the advisor to the pastor. Well, one of the advisors to the pastor. Truth be known, every one of you all mentioned here in some degree is advisor to the pastor. Our brother Everett Big Ed Lewis is continuing in prayer of of a particular area that we have mentioned to him on this group. And of course, I myself as a pastor, the under shepherd to Christ. Was the only way I could think of to actually describe it. I probably should have also said president of the trustee board, but the under shepherd to Christ was the best way I could come up with that one. And so our worship leader and what worship will look like in the coming days, especially when we move, we don't know what that is just yet. So we have to be determined. And then the on-site finance team, and we're not sure exactly what that's going to look like either, but that also to be determined. So here's the group as we know it. The doors of the church are open, project team, as we know it now. All right. And again, if you have any questions or comments or anything concerning any things we've said so far, please write that down. I absolutely want to make sure that we address your questions tonight for our hearing. All right. Now, the overview, what is this project? We've been hearing these words put together for a while now. The Doors of the Church Are Open project. So what is the overview? What is it exactly? I'm going to read what I wrote here, and I may add in a little bit as I go on. The Lord has been growing and developing Safe Refuge Ministries in the understanding and knowledge of Him, His plan of redemption, and our identity in Christ Jesus over the last 4 years and in few months. Now, the Doors of the Church Are Open project is our participation in doing what we have become. It is the works part of our being. It is now that we have been looking into and growing and developing in our understanding of who we have been made in Christ Jesus. This is the working out of our being, the doing part. God's beloved, what is the doing part? God's beloved children in Christ working in the kingdom family business. That is our doing part. More specifically concerning our doing, we are called by the Father and the Son through the Holy Spirit to serve those whom the Father is calling back home to the church. These beloved of God, through church hurt and other reasons, walked away from Christianity to attempt to find answers in other places. So just to be a little more clear on that, I believe as being through prayer and meditation and through discernment and all the ways that we hear the Lord to follow him, I believe we have been called to a specific group of people, and that group of people are those who were once saved, or could it maybe they were church goers, and maybe not salvation, but who were once saved and they walked away from the church because of reasons like I mentioned, like the over-encompassing group called church hurt. And then other reasons as well have walked away from the church. Now, also we can include in this group are those who have been going to church possibly all their lives, but did not
Yes.
understand the necessity of coming to faith in Jesus Christ as accepting him as Lord and Savior, as a declaration out of their mouths that believing in Jesus Christ, having been raised from the dead and have died on the cross for us, in that accepting of Jesus as Lord, not understanding that it's not their works that makes them children of God. It is the accepting of the Son of God. And so I believe they're also in that group of people. They're also a group of people who didn't necessarily walk away from the church, but their beliefs in and their faith in what goes on in the church may have put them in a position whereby they're just kind of standing by, if I can put it that way. And so I believe that category is also of people also in our specifics. Now, are we not called to the lost, those who have never given their lives to the Lord? Of course we are. But
Okay.
again, I believe we have a specific call to these group of people who have walked away from the church. And if I can be a little more clear with that, I believe what the Lord has put together here is a group of people that he has fashioned and formed to be prepared to minister out of our stuff, our issues and the things he has delivered us from, and the things that he is continuing to deliver us from, and we are ready now to minister to those who walked away looking for answers for those things. I hope that makes sense. And now God is saying to them who? Those people that are standing at the door. That's how we address them. Those who walked away because of church hurt and those things that we just talked about. Those that are standing at the door. God is calling them. And he's saying to them, the doors of the church are open and you are invited to come back just as you are. And when they come in, they will find us a people prepared and equipped through our own relationship with him to minister the truth of the gospel that transformed our lives. My God. Yeah. The doors of the church are open. In that calling card, it's a calling card. The rebranding and the media team is working with myself and Holy Spirit on the calling card. There's a specific calling card that we are sending out in the airwaves. And when they hear the message of the calling card, they'll know that the doors of the church are open for them and they'll come in. Oh, glory to God. Yeah. All right. Now, here, this is one of the shorts or reels, they're called, that the rebranding team put together. Still working, it's still a work in progress, but I wanted you to kind of get an idea of what this is sounding like and looking like. I mean, it's going to have many sounds, but you kind of give you an idea of some of the things we've been working on. Now, when I put it on this presentation, it just didn't transfer right. So I'm going to need to come out. I'm going to come out and stop share. And then I'm going to go into Canva so that you can. Uh-oh. Okay. Hang on. Okay, so that you can see it. Guess my oh, I didn't drop it. Okay, hang on for a second. No, it's not this one. It's not this one. It's not this one. Okay, hang on. All right, I'm gonna have to bring it up again. Okay. I knew I had it, but that's all right. Hold on. Canva. Okay, there it is. All right. All right. Okay, I'm going to share my screen again. And it's this one this time. Okay, once again, will you all confirm for me that you can see the screen?
Yes, we can.
Okay. All right, here we'll just this is it in its rough version. Simply means that it's time. It's time for the unchurched. It's time for the unbeliever. It's even time for the believer who may have walked away from the Lord, or the believer who hasn't had an opportunity to maybe understand what Christianity is all about. The doors of the church are open. All right. All right. Yes. Our rebranding team is they're working. They're at work with the message that the doors of the church are open. All right, praise the Lord. Can now see your application. Okay, good. Okay, great. All right. So yeah, that's one of the many of the many shorts or reels and the rebranding media team is working on. I'm understanding from them that Sometime in June and definitely in July, we will be putting them out. I'm understanding 3 times a day, I get. So a lot of work needs to be done there, of course, for us to be prepared and ready to be able to do that. But we're going to do our part. Are going to do our part to make sure that it's done. So now, not only do we want to have videos whereby I, of course, the pastor am speaking, but we would also like to have participation from you all, on specific subjects that the rebranding media team may ask you. Would you speak on such and so, and would you speak on, and again. I hope you don't give them as much a harder time as I have, not unintentionally. Understanding that everything will be edited, and it may only be a few seconds or whatever the case may be. But again, what we would like for the faces of the people that God has prepared, because the faces in your words are going to speak to another group of people, someone else is going to see that and it's going to speak to their heart. Whereas when I say it, it may not speak to their heart. So we would ask, the participation from everyone, in the coming days. So, and I thank you for that in advance. All right. Now, ministry style. I may stay here for a minute. Ministry style is more, maybe I should say, ministry mindset. Now we want to talk about the mindset of not just the Doors of the Church are Open project, but for us, forever and ever, amen. As we minister forever, this is a ministry mindset that we minister from. And so I want to take my time here a bit, but you may have questions again if you would write that down. So would you go with me to John chapter 17, verses 20 through 23? I'm not going to preach, but I kind of want you to see what I'm saying in the word. So our ministry mindset, our ministry style is this: as being made one with the Trinity. What are you saying? You saying the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? Yes. Being made one with them? Yes. So what do you, we're partners with the Trinity? Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying. That the Trinity, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, if we see them even as a circle, let us understand we are included in that circle of the Trinity. Well, how can that be? Well, let us remember where we're located. We are positioned, we're situated in Christ Jesus. So therefore, as Jesus told us, we have been made one. John 17, 20, 23. And I'm praying, Jesus is speaking. He's praying to the Father, and he says, neither pray I for these alone. These alone, he's speaking of the disciples he has with them at that moment. He says, but for them also, which shall believe on me through their word. And so allow me to specify, to draw that down into its simplicity for us. Jesus is praying for Safe Refuge Ministries. And he says, I pray for them that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. They who? Safe Refuge Ministries. Now, just Safe Refuge Ministries? Of course not. The whole body of Christ Jesus is talking about. But I want us to understand that in that whole body of Christ, we are individually, personally, also one with the Trinity. And I in the, I'm on verse 21, that they also be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. There's a purpose that we are one with the Trinity as being in Christ Jesus, so that the world may believe that he was sent by the Father. 22, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. Huh? Did you hear that? We have been given the glory of the Father in Jesus Christ, that they may be one, even as we are one. Here's a definition of what he means by one. Verse 23, I in them, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. Here's the purpose again, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and has loved them, and thou hast loved me. We are one with the Trinity. I know that might blow you away. It may not have been spoken in those terms before, but we can see it in the Word of God. And so, as being made one with the Trinity, that is the Father and the Son, by the Holy Spirit that we have received, we are a continuation of Jesus's earthly ministry to the Father. What do I mean by that? Matthew 28, and you can go there if you like, but it is the Great Commission. And this is where Jesus says, now that you are made one with us, you have your being, I'm giving you your job. Now go, he said in Matthew 28, 19 and 20. He says this, go ye therefore, who go? Safe Refuge Ministries, along with the whole body of Christ, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever you have experienced with me, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever you now know and understand in me. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. A continuation of Jesus's earthly ministry. See, Jesus has having been resurrected from the dead, in verse 18 says, now you all, I have all powers given unto me in heaven and earth. We got a job to do, he says to us. He said to the disciples back then, turned the apostles. He's saying to us today, and the capacities in which he has called us, we have something to do here, and we're continuing Jesus's earthly mission, ministry. Number three, in spite of the needs, watch this. This might throw you. In spite of the needs and the demands of the people, Jesus only did what the Father was doing and saying. What do I mean by that? The needs and demands of the people never set the agenda of what Jesus did. Now, the needs and demands of the people, of course, were acknowledged and they were recognized. However, Jesus did not swerve. He did not waver. He, as for the demands of the needs and demands of the people, he only did what the Father was saying and doing. John chapter 5. Again, if you can switch there really quick and go there. If not, then I'll just run through it really quickly here. John chapter 5 is on the Sabbath when Jesus was sent over to the pool of Bethesda, over there where the maimed and the lame and those that were didn't have limbs and had trouble in physically moving around, which of course then means they had troubles and other things too, finances and families and relationships. So these folks that sat at the pool of Bethesda were waiting for an angel to trouble the water. And it was says the first one in there in that troubling of the water would be healed. And so there were many lame and maimed and all of those that were at the pool of Bethesda. But Jesus went over there to the pool of Bethesda and he, on the Sabbath day, let me keep saying the Sabbath day, and he healed one man. Did he have the power to heal them all? He did, by the Holy Spirit of God. But he only had the instruction to heal one. See, and it was on the Sabbath. And I say that again. All right, now I'm not going to go into the why the Sabbath, because I don't want to preach here. But what I'm saying to us today is demonstrating how Jesus, in spite of the needs and demands of the people, He did only what the Father was doing and saying. We have another one, Lazarus, John chapter 11. Well, Lazarus was sick, and Mary and Martha knew that if Jesus can get here, they, in their mind, they thought, if Jesus can get here, our brother won't have to die. And so they sent word to Jesus, and Jesus says, okay, I hear it. But he stayed where he was. We're going to go with the Father said, don't go yet. I have a greater work for you to do than to just heal him from his sickness. I have a greater work for you to do. According to the outcome, we could say that must have been what happened. Well, 4 days later, when Jesus showed up, though, oh my God, and he raised Lazarus from the dead. Do you understand? Even in John chapter 11, Mary and Martha, they both were like, Jesus, listen, you loved Lazarus. Why'd you let him die? Jesus wasn't moved by the emotion of his friend dying. He was only moved by the instruction that he had been given from the Father. All right, in spite of the needs and demands of the people, Jesus only did what the Father was doing and saying. Guess what? Guess what we're going to do? We're going to hear and obey only that which has been given to us. And the outcome belongs to Jesus. This is important for us. You know why? Because we stepped out on a word. We didn't step out on the schematics already drawn out for us. We stepped out on our word, and therefore we walk daily and we move daily by the word that we have that day. See, we hear and obey only that which has been given to us. Here again is Jesus's ministry. Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, directs us, instructs us, and prepares us and equips us to do only that he's told us to do. Only. I said only. By grace, the grace for us is to follow what it is he said. So, Safe Refuge Ministries, I'm saying to us this. Right now, we don't know everything, but what we do know is God said, go. He told us, go and get a venue to prepare for those that are standing at the door. We haven't seen their faces. We don't know how many they are. We know they're numerous. We don't know the time schedule in which they're coming. He simply told us, go now and go get a place. He told us, go get a place and get the message out. He specifically told me that you get the message out, and it's my business to bring the people. So therefore, brothers and sisters, you and I, we can't worry about the people who's coming, how many's coming, when are they coming? Are we going to be able to handle them when they come? That's not our business. Our business is this: go get the place that he'll lead us to and preach the message he told us to. And that's our part, see. And then we're going to leave the outcome to him. And so therefore, each one of you, as you've been called as a part of this team, I'm asking you, I am encouraging you, this above this, above this, whatever you do, do not connect to this team because LaVon said so, because LaVon asked you. If it is, you must know that the Lord Jesus Christ, it is the Father's call to you to be a part of what's happening here at Safe Refuge Ministry. You must know that. See, you can't do it for me. That's not going to help you when it get tough, when the pressure comes, when it doesn't look like. That's not going to help you. But when you know Jesus says, okay, this is your part, then you know, okay, you can say, okay, Lord, in my part, what am I doing today? See, what am I doing today? Well, today, what we've been told to do is prepare for people. He didn't tell us to worry about the all the other parts to come with that. He said prepare. So what does that mean? That means we're putting together the structure. What is this going to look like? We make sure we have the policies and procedures that people who are going to join the team, whoever they are, we don't even know who they are yet. But those who are going to join the team, they have something whereby they know how to function. You know, we're preparing and prayer and fasting and meditating and before the Lord. And I want to say this to each one of you. This is vitally important. In our being, let me put it this way, in our doing out of our being. Now, see, we're not those that just jump off and go do because we're trying to please God. No, we have been made in Christ that in which he's called us to be. Therefore, we do out of what we've been made. And I must stress this to us. Because of this, we must have time with him. And so, see, again, ministry style mindset has to let us know that it is very productive for us at times to sit still. Listen, hear, pray, write it down when you hear it. That is one of the most important components of what you and I are called to do, not just for right now. But even when the people start coming in the door, we have to hear from him. We got to hear. And see, that means you have to give it space. In the world's way of doing things, you're productive when you're moving and doing, and your hands are moving, and you can be productive in that way. And it does work now. It even works in church. You know, I'm not talking down to anybody's church or anybody, but even in church, when we work and we set a plan, whether we know it's Jesus's plan or not, and we work at it, it still produces. It does. But we're in a different mindset. We're in the mindset of this ministry doesn't belong to me. I am in participation with the one with to whom it belongs. Therefore, I must hear from him. So again, let me stress this. Just because if your hands are not at work, doesn't mean that you're not being productive. One of our most productive times will be times when we are just sitting quiet, laying in the bed. We have to even intentionally at times break away. Let me go find a place that the Lord, I can talk to him and he can talk back to me. Oh, glory to God. Let's get that tonight. Let's get it tonight. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Help us to get that tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, so this is an overview. There's a lot more to this. Like, how about the study of the Trinity? Yeah, we might get to that. We may. Tonight is just an overview. There's a lot of places we could go with this. There's a lot more scripture that we could draw from. That gives us the knowing that we are have stepped out in God's will. There's a lot of that, but tonight again, we're just going over the overview. All right, so that is our ministry mindset. What is it? Our ministry mindset is we are in partnership with the Trinity to complete Jesus's earthly ministry to the Father. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. All right. Now, so in understanding that, what we do understand then, that it is about us joining Jesus in his ministry and not him joining us in ours. Again, could be, it's just a very common thought that Jesus gave me this ministry. Or God called me to this ministry, and now I got to put it together, and now I got to figure out how to run with it, and now I got to go get the people to fill it, and now I'm responsible for the growth of people in this church or in my ministry. I'm responsible for my team. Now, Jesus gave me this ministry, therefore, I'm responsible for the outcome. I'm responsible for the people. I'm responsible for the success of it. I'm responsible. That is a common human thought, but our mindset, our ministry mindset, which lines up with what God says in his word, is the ministry is Jesus. And we're joining him. He's not joining us. Oh, glory to God. I hope that took a whole weight of burden off your shoulders. I hope you now are feeling the freedom and the excitement and the joy that we will have as we are walking out this whole project to see what God is going to do. I'm hoping a joy has come to you, recognizing, oh, you say I'm not responsible for the outcome. You are not, and I am not. Jesus said in Matthew 11:30, he says this to us. He said it to the whole world, but to Safe Refuge Ministries tonight, he's whispering in your ear and in my ear, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Oh, see, the burden on the outcome is on him. We hear our part and we do our part. You and I do not own the outcome. We're not responsible for the outcome. But watch this, neither the glory that the outcome produces. And that's where we know we say, oh, listen, all glory to God for what he's doing at Safe Refuge Ministries. All glory to God of what he's done in this particular ministry that he's put me over. Oh, all glory goes to God. Oh, yes, indeed, because the outcome is all his. Now, what do we do? What's our part? It's simple. We be the vessel that he can use, and we be that vessel that he can use from the motivation of love, because he loved us, he redeemed us, and he called us. He gave us this invitation to partner with him, to do the will of the Father. I mean, who can attain to such a thing? And so we love him. We love him. All right, glory to God. And now, faith in God, I ask these questions to us. Is Safe Refuge Ministries included in the modern day hall of faith? What's that hall of faith? Hebrews chapter 11. Do you remember Hebrews chapter 11? I'm going to it. You can if you like. Hebrews chapter 11, the hall of fame, we call it. Excuse me for a minute. Glory to God. I'm not going to go through all of it, but just walk with me for a minute. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it, by what? By faith, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear, meaning, of course, that God, he stepped out on nothing and created everything that we say, that we see. And by faith, we believe that and we take a hold of it. Verse 4, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness, by which he obtained those who also witnessed, that also talked about that Abel was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead yet speaketh. The Bible tells us that when Cain killed Abel because he was jealous, that Abel was accepted by God because of his sacrifice. When Cain killed Abel, the Bible tells us that Abel's blood cried out to God from the ground. Oh my God. By faith. Verse 5, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God has translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony. People had said of Enoch that he pleased God. So verse 6 simply says, well, we know Enoch had faith because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Glory to God. Enoch was quite a guy. Yeah, if you ever get a chance to read the book of Enoch, I believe it's three different books. Man, he was something. God had opened his vision and dreams, and he had access into the spiritual realm that is just amazing. When you read that, and by faith, he was translated. He pleased God. Now, verse 6 again, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I'm not going to go through all of this, but I need, but we're getting ready to ask a question. And the question is going to be, are we following in the footsteps of this great cloud of witnesses? Well, let's see what they did then. Verse 7, by faith, Noah, who is the great grandson of Enoch, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, he moved with fear. Oh, I love that. He did what God commanded him to do. He got a word from God about something they never even heard of. Noah, it's going to rain. Rain, Lord. Well, what is rain? They never even heard of. There was no such thing as rain coming from the sky. But Noah, nevertheless, he got a word from God and he moved with fear. Come on. We're moving with fear. Why? Because we've stepped out on a word that we heard from God. We didn't have any evidence of what's going to happen after this step. We don't have any guarantees in and of ourselves, what's going to happen? But we got a word from God, and this moved with fear. It doesn't necessarily talk about the fear of, oh, if I don't do this, me and my family are going to die. A little bit, but not quite that. Is this? Noah had a word from God, and he recognized who he dealing with. This is God. God has chosen me and my family, and in his case, that God will continue humanity in the earth. God had told Noah, I'm killing everybody and everything that you see. And it's through you, Noah, that humanity will continue. That was a big job. You know, this was a big thing. Like Noah's like, of course he moved with fear. God is depending on me. You know, Noah must have said. But watch this. When Noah stepped out, he did his part and God did his, because Noah didn't have to go get all the animals and all the creeping things. God sent them at the appointed time. He sent them. And for 120 years, Noah built an ark on the word of God, concerning something he'd never even seen before. My God, my God. All glory to God. We could go on and talk about Abraham, how Abraham was sent. Go, Abraham, go. And I'm not even going to tell you where you're going, but I just need you to go. Get up. Don't take your family with you and go. And he went. And he went. But what if he had not gone? Oh, sure, God had another way he could have done it. Of course, you know, we're not going to act like God can't come up with another way. Oh, he could. But Abraham went. He went what? On a word. And today, Abraham's, we are our whole foundation of Christianity. We are here because Abraham had a word and he went. See, that's that. Fear of the Lord, that's the reverence for God, that's that understanding that we're not just dust in the air that just hang around and you know, oh, if I do it, I do it. If I don't. Oh, no, we have been called, brothers and sisters, to make a difference that we don't even understand the trajectory of this difference. We don't even understand how this is going and where it's going and how many generations of people will be changed because we stepped out on a word. That's all we have right now, as a word and a relationship with God, to know that he's faithful. And if he called us and he told us to do a thing, that he'll bring it to pass. See, so I'll ask us this question. Are we included in the modern day hall of faith? Oh, yes, we are. right along with some others, the Reverend Kenneth Hagin, some others, the Dr. Frederick K. Price, yet some others, what's her name, Catherine Kuhlman, some others, Dr. Bill Winston. Oh yeah, we're yes, we are. They also stepped out in faith. So, Pastor Creflo Dollar, yes, we are included because we got a word. See, and we got a word, and we didn't sit down and say, well, we can't move until we see the resources, where we can't move until we get some evidence. No, we stepped out on faith. See, glory to God. And we will not cast away, therefore, our confidence in God, which hath great recompense of reward. Oh, see, everybody in this hall of faith stepped out on faith because there was a reward to be had. And that reward was for them, and it was for a whole bunch of people they didn't even know. Oh, but they stepped out. Oh, yes. Now we'll have need of patience, because after we have done the will of God, patience will cause us to see the promise. Glory to God. Are we following in the footsteps of the great cloud of witnesses? Yes, we are. I'm going to answer it for you. Yes, we are. We absolutely are. Praise God. Now, brothers and sisters, I do want to say this about our ministry mindset. When we have our mindset set on this is God's ministry, and I am privileged to do my part, to be his ears and his eyes and his hands and his feet here on the earth, that we bring glory to God the Father by the power of the Holy Spirit that's working in us, and the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, in which we have been given. I want you to know, when we operate in that mindset, then we have a ministry that is absent of ego. Ego. It's not mine. Ego. Absent of ego and envy and jealousy and strife. Why? Nothing here belongs to me. See, this outcome is Jesus. He used me. But it belongs to him. These people that's come, they're not ours. See, they belong to the Father who's calling them. Yeah, the Jesus, the head of the church, however, is ours. One more thing about our ministry mindset is this. Let me reiterate, is this. That we own nothing. If you remember, you know, in our, as we'll continue to grow up in our being, we recognize the necessity of being that living sacrifice, that one that lays our lives down. See, we found a better life in him. Our ideas and our desires, our motivations, our goals, the way we think things ought to go. You know, we laid that down. Our need for recognition, our need for power, our need for influence, our need for wealth and riches. No, listen, that comes with it, but we laid that down. Remember, we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All the other stuff, it's added, see? That's added. But it all belongs to the Father, and the head of the church is in charge. And you and I, we're working with the head of the church by way of the Holy Spirit, that spirit of promise that has been given to us. Therefore, We get to lay everything else down. We get to lay it all down. We get to lay it all down and turn our face to the Lord and say, what's next? Even when we feel like we can't get a thing done, we go to the Lord and say, how are we going to do this? We depend completely and totally. We rely on him, not even just for our own lives, but now it's an extension to the ministry as well. Okay, Lord, what do we do now? Glory to God. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. Yes. All right. So much more to be said, but at another time. So the floor is open for questions. We have any questions in the house, feel free, whatever your question is. I promise you that somebody else has the same question. Yep. Let's don't be shy. Okay. If you don't want to say out loud, then you can drop it in the chat.
I think the presentation was very well done. I had a question about who would the calling cards be sent to?
All
Like,
right. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
yeah, that's pretty much it. It's
Oh.
like you have a system for sending calling cards requesting or inviting people to come who are at the door, but who are we inviting, or who are we sending the videos to, or the calling cards? That
Okay,
was a
good.
question I wrote down
All
when
right.
you.
All right, great. Yes. Okay, good question here. The calling cards, let me be clear too. I use the term calling card because that was the way the Lord described it to me. We may send cards too, but the calling card is a message. And so the message, as we send it out via social media, as the Lord directs us there with social media, we'll send it out. I suspect we'll also send it out in the post office, postal mail, possibly in the surrounding area, or however the Lord leads there. And we also may we may you know some of us have been trained on how to knock on doors. And let people know, hey, we here. So it may go out that way as well. We don't know all of the different ways that it's going to go out, but we do at least right now know by social media we know it's going to go out that way, and most likely too through the mail. And we're open for suggestions. Oh, that brings me to this too. Okay, let me say this to everybody. All right, so. Our community fellowships after our in-person services from here until the doors come open, our community fellowships will be a space whereby you can bring whatever portion of this project that you're working with to the table. And what I think is going to be so great with that is you bring it to the table and say, hey, listen, this is what I'm working on. What are you all's thoughts on this? Does anybody have any suggestions on ideas on how we might be able to do so and so? So that way you get to bring it. We get to bring it to the table and we all get to discuss it as one unit. And so that way, some of us are on a team. Right now, there's only one person noticeable on that team. And so, to be able to get the benefit of more than just one idea, one perspective, then our community fellowships will be that place for you to bring it. Now, obviously, you may not be able to be here in person like Mom Swan and our brother the Steward, you know, and might won't be able to be in Steward, but still, you know, we have online where we can do that. So our community fellowships then can turn into a place where we can collaborate with each other, and help in the developing of our designated areas. All right, any other questions here? Okay. It's 8:10, and
So,
so Miss Viola.
is everybody supposed to be ready on the first of our wherever we go?
When you say on the first, you mean on the first Sunday where we go?
Yes.
Be ready.
Yes.
That's the hope. Yeah, now some part of, that's the hope. But again, we'll have to follow the Lord and how that's going to happen, because again, the doors of the church come open, and you know, I'm just one person. You know, here's faith. If God said to design this particular area for when the doors of the church are open, then he absolutely knows that we need people. And so therefore, by faith, we continue to say, oh, I have enough people, I have enough resources, I have everything I need. See, brothers and sisters, I want us to understand that. And again, I'm not saying that this is the first time we've stepped out in faith, or this is the first time you exercising faith in your life. I'm not saying that. But most of us have been in this faith movement. We have heard the messages of faith over and over and over and over and over and over again. We've heard the message of grace over and over and over and over again. And now we're putting it to practice. And so if you don't see what you need, what are you going to do? You will call it. We know what to do, don't we? I'm calling that thing. Lord, I need people. And we're going to believe God that he has provided it. And so on July the 26th, and the doors of the church are open, and we have no more workers than those that we have right here today, guess what we're going to do? We're going to open those doors, and those folks are going to come in, and we're going to look to Jesus and say, what you going to do? Because we did our part. So, what you gonna do, Jesus? I'm not gonna give him a nickname. Christ, what you gonna do? Cause why? Faith. And it's gonna turn out just the way it turned out, and we're gonna walk away rejoicing because the outcome didn't belong to us, and that's why we're not gonna worry our way through this thing. We are not. But what we are going to do is do our part, and we're gonna believe God the whole way. We're gonna believe God the whole way. I bet you this. I bet you when Moses and Miriam and what's his name, Aaron, left Egypt with over 2 million people. I can imagine they said, "Lord, how are we gonna do this?" But you say, "Go, we going." And oh, we got the Bible to see how God handles these things. He placed himself as a cloud, see, and as a fire, see, and a rear guard, see. See, it's the same God. Same God. Same God. We're not worried about this. That's what we're not going to do. But we're going to be diligent in our parts. That's what we're going to do. So, brothers and sisters, when you and if you have come to the place that you say, God called me to this, then I'm going to ask you to do this. I'm going to ask you to stand in faith in it. I'm going to ask you what your ministry need. Believe God for it. You pray. You ask God, Lord, show me how. Show me what. Where's the answers? I'm going to ask you to do that. And then when you've heard, then bring it to me. See, this is what we're going to, I don't want to say change, but this is how we're going to handle this. You got an issue with your ministry? Something you're not seeing or whatever, whatever. When you come to me, you're going to say, Pastor LaVon, this is the issue. I prayed about it and I believe this is the solution. And see, that's how we're going to roll here, because we have to go on now in the spiritual maturity that the Lord has brought us to, that we don't do this thing that says, Pastor LaVon, this is the problem. What you going to do about it? Because I'm going to tell you what I'm going to say. Did you pray about it? That's what I'm going to say. Because see, that's part of my job, is to help you grow up. And to what God is calling you to do. Because trust and believe this, the part that you're dealing with right now is not the final part. You got to move on too. You got to move on to the greater part of, or another part of the ministry that God is calling you to. Some of you got to leave from here and go start a ministry. So I can't hold your hand. I can't. That's not my part, but my part is this, though, all of you that don't mind. See, I know I got leaders in this house. I got leaders in this house that get an answer and they'll run out there and do the solution. The pastor won't know nothing about it. I'm gonna reel you in a little bit. I know I got those, and I praise God. I thank God for you too. But you gotta come. I'm the dot connector. See, I gotta connect the dots. See, and so well, whatever you prayed and that solution you come to, and you say, okay, this is the solution. I believe I heard from God. See, you gotta submit it to me, because now I gotta go to the Lord and say, Lord, how do we connect this with this part and that part and this people and that people and this timeline? And so, yeah. Oh yeah. I know we got leaders in the house. See, we got leaders. I'll never even have to blink my eye, but I got to remind you all as well. Oh, I love it. I love it. Yes. So that we stay united in one message. And yeah. Glory to God. Any more questions tonight? All
Thank
right.
you, Pastor LaVon, for your wonderful presentation. Will you be sharing a copy of the slides or not?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I am. The slides in this recording will be uploaded to the website. I'm going to start working on that as early as tomorrow to make sure I get it up. The reason why I'm saying I'm working on it is because I want to put it behind a password so that it's not available to everybody. I only want it to be available to those of us on the team. And I know the easiest way to do it would just make a link and send it out in a notification. But here again, we have to put a demand on our new systems so that we can get out the kinks and the bugs and and all that kind of thing. The board of trustees is definitely working diligently on our new systems. And so in order to put a demand on our new systems, then we want to do it the new way. So give me a day or so to get that out to you. But good question. Thank you for asking that. Glory to God. In our community fellowship meetings, community fellowship meetings, and we are gonna, we're gonna do like we normally do too. Check on one another and talk, and we're going to do that too. But we certainly want to make sure there's room for each one of us to bring what we're working on to the table so that we have interaction there. And I just want to bring this out to you all, and I hope this is not too much for us, but I want us to hear this as the Lord gave it to me. And he reminded me Hebrews chapter 4, when the writer of Hebrews was saying that those that didn't enter into God's rest, that didn't enter into the land of Canaan back in the day, that first generation of Israelites, because of the hardness of their hearts, they just said no to God. We just not gonna do it. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, I love the way this goes. And this is good for us to hear this. It says, "For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." See, and I want us to understand here, being mixed with faith, it does mean that we take the word of God and mix it with faith that we have. But that's not all this means. As a matter of fact, verse 2 here in chapter 4 does not predominantly mean that. It doesn't predominantly mean that you hear the word preached and that you mix that word preached from your own faith. Though, again, please understand, it does mean that. But predominantly here in context, it means that those, the first Israelites that heard what God said, they failed to join in with the faith of Caleb and Joshua. And so the Holy Spirit showed me an answer here. And it's the word of God telling us that they who did not act in faith, if they only had simply joined in the faith with Joshua and Caleb, if they had only looked at Joshua and Caleb and rode on their faith, they could have done that instead of saying, "Nah, we're not going to do it." See, it's the mixing of faith, mixing with the faith of those who are able to stand at a level of faith that, come on, I'm going to carry you along with me for a minute. So even with us, as we have stepped out on a word, and we're developing and fastening what God has given to us for this project called The Doors of the Church Are Open. There will be times, brothers and sisters, that you and I might need to look to you and get faith from you to keep walking. There may be times that you might need to look to me and get faith, from me to keep walking it out. And so there's no shame. And remember, fear, doubt, and lack of knowledge. That's not the hardening of our hearts, though. But we together, that keeps us as one unit. It keeps us as one people. It keeps us depending on one another as we're depending on Christ. We are not, cannot, will never be independent in our movement with Christ. Never. Remembering that he called us to love one another. See, so therefore, we're going to mix our faith so that at time that you're like, "Oh, I'm overwhelmed. Oh, I don't see how this is going to happen. Don't look like, I don't feel like." Yeah, you can tap in. Come on, tap in. Tap in to our faith. So that's important, again, for us to come together and be together. You can tap in sometimes without even asking, just being around us as we're talking, even. We can tap into one another. Glory to God. I had to tap into our sister Princess the other night. She came by for us to, and Brother Dion wasn't on yet, but she came by to, we were doing some recording for videos. And man, it had been a day for me. And I said that to our sister Princess. I said it had been a day. And she said, "Oh, you know what? Oh, Pastor LaVon, when you preach so and so and so, and I did this and I went to the work and I just depended on God for every moment of the day. And let me tell you what happened." Oh, see, she had had a God-sized day. And it made me remember, oh, yeah. That's right. See, and oh yeah, we'll need to tap in to each other's faith all along the way. Glory to God. All right. Did you think of any questions while I was on that? Praise the Lord. All right, brothers and sisters, I'm excited what God is doing. I hope you're excited too. Yes. Okay. All right. We have a few more minutes. All right. All right. So I just want to ask one of two of you, would you share what you're thinking and or feeling and or seeing concerning this project that the Lord has called us to? Would you share?
So I'll go ahead and share. Good evening, everybody.
Hello.
So for me, this experience of going through the doors of the church being now open and us reviewing this material, it is actually confirmation that Dion and I are being groomed for the next phase. Because we're being forced to stand on faith in our personal lives and to trust God and believe. And so this is a God-sized thing that we are moving in. And so it's showing us how you hear from God, you don't have all of the pieces, you actually work with a team of people, and through that team, each department is required to not only say, okay, God, this is what I hear you saying, this is me moving in that faith of that thing, and then taking it a step further and going to God and saying, okay, God, so we need this resource and we need that resource, instead of trying to rely on our own efforts to propel a thing forward. And so, for me personally, this is like confirmation of how that's supposed to be executed. It's like we in boot camp because, like Pastor said, there are some other things and some other areas that God is calling us to. And in those other things and other areas, this is like us being able to have some hand holding through the process. And you see how it works as far as being able to feed off of one another's faith. Because it's nothing like having a bad day and you being able to be rejuvenated or reminded that God is still the same God that brought them out of Egypt. God is still the same God that provided manna for them every day. And so when you think like that, it just kind of allows you to see this thing from a larger picture. Because normally, when you do something, people are asking questions of, well, how do we do this? And how are we going to achieve this? And where are the funds going to come from? And what are we doing about this? And what are we doing about that? And in actuality, when those questions arise, our next action is, okay, God, we supposed to be having those conversations with God, not with each other. Because with each other, we just going to create some mess, some problems, some headaches, some stress. And God's word tells us, do not worry, do not be afraid. And so the only way we can do that is if we go back to the Father and say, okay, Father God, we took a step forward. We standing on your word. You said do this. So now what? Thanks for letting me share.
Hey man, that's good. That's really good. Yes. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing that. Anyone else? Can we get one more?
I said, I'm gonna do a princess. You want me to go after?
You said
I'm
again?
gonna do a princess. The princess did that to me. You want me to go after that?
Okay.
I am doing sound. Let's see, really quick. The Lord had spoke to me prior to this meeting prior to this year about sound. And I was like, okay, what you want me to do? And so he dropped some ideas. said, I don't do that anymore. I don't know how to do that no more. And that's not really what I do. You know that, Lord. I do the other stuff. Anywho, I was just like, dude, are you sure we really, you sure that's they really want that? And then the following Sunday, stuff was happening with Safe Reference, particularly. I was like, I hear you. I heard you. I just, well, I guess I just needed proof. So I said, okay, Lord, let me do this. And he was like, remember how you did that? And I was like, oh, okay. But how I get this other stuff? And he was like, so needs to say, I there a proposal and sent it to Pastor, and we had a conversation, and it reconfirmed to me, and also confirmed through the different meetings at the church, but it can also confirmed, Pastor confirmed that it was a Lord had spoken her. And so I was just like, oh. So I say all that to say that, and that's also that Princess said, that her and Dion the steward are standing on some personal things. And I'm also standing on some personal things. And Pastor had already preached resources being released, that we are being released. And she talked about the release of many things earlier this year. And so in believing and standing on that, there's the seed that I needed to do, and this proposal such. And I believe all of you, in your respective planting the seeds in what it is that God has called you to do it, and what He's asking of you to do, in this time and in this season and in us bringing the message for July the 26th. Thank you for letting me share.
Yes, amen, amen. Yes, indeed. Thank you for sharing as well. It's been such a joy for me just to see how God is just unraveling and unwrapping as we go along. As Sister Bernadine mentioned, she submitted to us a proposal for the sound. See. Oh, glory to God. And I'm not at liberty to disclose everything, but yeah, and we needed that. Man, I can't even put into words again. We get to see, brothers and sisters, when we because we're walking in faith to this level, we get to see God do miracles. And you know, he's going to do a lot of it through us, as even as our sister Bernadine was saying. It's going to come through us. And we just get to see what only he can do. Reverend Hagin, you know, as I study him and his life and his ministry, I remember Reverend Hagin saying to a whole arena full of leaders, church leaders, and he made this distinction. He said that the only way this is going to get done is by faith. That's it. It's the only way it's going to get done. And I've been chewing on that for a few years. The only way it's going to get done is by faith. And now we get to see what that faith looks like. You know, that stepping out on only a word. Because what God is going to do through this, brothers and sisters, we can't even call it right now. Because we stepped out where? On faith, not relying on our own abilities, our own resources. Man, this is something. Yes, indeed. Our brother billionaire says miracles happening all throughout Safe Refuge Ministries, individually and collectively. Amen. Yeah, amen. Glory to God. All right. Bless the Lord. Thank you all for sharing. Thank you for your attention and your attentiveness, your commitment, dedication to our Lord, the head of the church. Oh my God. Oh my God. I have my conversations with him. He's so pleased with us. I pray. Let me pray. Father, oh my Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for how tonight went. Thank you for the clarity. Thank you for the unity that you've created in us tonight, that one heart, that one mind, one vision. And it's all surrounded by you. We're thrilled, Lord, to take a look again at how we get to participate with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. My God, you called us one as we are in Christ. We get to walk this out. So we thank you in the days to come, as questions come, as things happen. Lord, let us always remember whose ministry this is so that we don't revert back to Romans chapter 7, where we feel like we got to do it out of our own flesh. And when the members of our, when sin starts to war against the members of our flesh, oh, it will happen. But we'll be there for one another. We'll bring each other back to the truth in which we live. Lord, the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus is the only spirit that we live in. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord, that you've made us the beacons, the light that's on a hill, the church that'll worship God for 30 minutes, 45 minutes. You made us that. And we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the lives that are changed because we said yes and we keep saying yes. Thank you for the generations to come, Lord, that won't be the same because Safe Refuge Ministries got a word and said yes. Lord, we say yes in the face of the threat of our flesh want to tell us and the things that actually happen when people laugh at us and they say to us, oh, you're religious and who does that? Who has worshiped that long? And how do you run a church if you don't have structure? And oh, they say all kinds of things, Lord, but we just love them anyway because we recognize they don't understand what you have revealed to us, my God. But we'll share it so that they can participate too. I thank you, Lord, for this people, my Lord. I thank you for this people and for those to come. Bless them, my God. Bless them, bless them, bless them. You have already crowned us with Jesus Christ himself. And now you cause us to work it out and grow up and being in him, living and moving and having our being in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, Lord God, you've given us his name. His name is the signet ring that we've been given to execute your authority. That comes in his name. Hallelujah. Oh, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Oh, Brother Billion, I was supposed to leave you some minutes for announcements. I use all the minutes. You all, please give Brother Alex a couple minutes for announcements, please.
Thank you for a wonderful presentation tonight. We are so grateful to get details as to how we are taking this journey of faith. Coming up, we have Sunday, and we are specifically scheduling, have scheduled Sundays for us to come together. As you know, we have our community fellowship after service, and we're taking the time after community fellowship to set up for Pentecost Sunday. And as you know, as of last year, we had an amazing, beautiful setting. Miss Viola, and I didn't forget Mom Swan, just outdid themselves, and that takes work. It takes time to do that very patiently, but you can do it if you get a little help. And our job, if you so ch choose to accept, is to come and help them do the heavy, the heavy stuff, the big stuff, and put them in place to where they can walk around it and not have to do the heavy lifting. We want her to concentrate on her gifting versus having to concentrate on if our arms or legs are going to give out while she's trying to transport stuff. So if you would be so kind, we would like for you to show up on Sunday, knowing that you could stay after maybe 30 minutes and help set up all those tables and chairs. And Sunday, she will have at least half of the stuff she wants to lay out. And she has specific instructions as to how she would like for it to be put on the tables and chairs. And if you would be so kind to let this be a Sunday, you show up in clothes that aren't your best. In case they get ripped or something, because you will be doing all the work. But we are looking forward and we are anticipating amazing time on Pentecost Sunday. And in doing so, it requires preparation. So Sunday at midnight, we are looking to do our church fast. We didn't have it. The beginning of this year, but we're having it now, starting at midnight Sunday. In times past, we have suggested that you could fast whatever you chose, but this year we want to zoom in on food, and only for those who are not on medications or doctor's orders. Now, if you have been on medication, you have a doctor. He or she has instructed you to take your medication with food. We are not trying to impede or obstruct that. That kind of instruction won't even continue, and the Lord will perhaps lead you in another way. I want you to take all your medication, not some. Don't skip any meals. Trying to participate on this fast. We want you to obey the Lord, but we want you to also obey what we know is right. And we have to kind of use wisdom in that. Also, in all of this ordeal of coming out on Sundays and for our community fellowship, we have started something new. It's not really new, but we have been extending our faith in planting a seed in the lives of everyone who comes to our community fellowship, in that we want to make sure that we not just come and partake of breaking bread, but that we have invested something in people's lives being changed because we just don't eat. Our community fellowship is a space where we build each other up. We encourage each other. We share. We testify. We go deeper in how are you doing? What's happening with you? So we want to make sure that we have plenty of resources on community fellowship. And if you would so choose to extend your faith, let the Lord lead you as to what you should bring that would enrich our community fellowship. Knowing that when you plant a seed in somebody else's restoration, their deliverance, you get a harvest. You're not planting a blank seed, expecting, well, I did something. It was okay, but you're being led. He may tell you to bring oranges. I don't know. But you're being led as to, I'm giving this because this is going to help. Not just bringing food, not just bringing food. You are investing in somebody's restoration and the food you're bringing that they're eating while you're sharing, while you're testifying, is enriching all of us, not just our stomachs, but our souls, our spirit man. And you guys have been so wonderfully good at bringing what the Lord is leading you. It's been abundance, it's been surplus. And we want you to continue so that we don't drain the budget of the church in doing so. Are we going to still have food? We're still going to have food, but we're going to not just be the only person planting. The church won't be the only person who's planting a seed. We want to include you in planting the seed in our community fellowship. Amen. Amen. I think that's all I have, Pastor.
All right.
And on Pentecost Sunday, this is not mandatory or required. We are looking to wear white, accentuated with some purple. All white, accessorize a little purple, if you can. Thank you, Pastor.
All right. Thank you, brother. So it took me a minute to get this. So 12:01 on Sunday, what we would call Sunday night, is actually early Monday morning. So yeah, 12:01 crossed over into May 18th. Okay, does that make sense? Yeah, it took me a minute to get that too. All right, and we're going to fast, as our brother Alexander just said. We're going to fast until da, 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 until the Pentecost Sunday. Did you want to say something?
Yes, I'm sorry, I guess I didn't tell it all. So we're fasting from 12 midnight, Sunday night, it goes on to Monday, and we're coming off on Pentecost. We're going to break the fast together. Now, we're meeting that Wednesday as Bible study, but it'll be slash Bible study slash a space for us to share. Who wants to share what you experienced that day, what edified you, what you gleaned from your fasting day, what God shared, and you want to share with us if there are any questions. We're going to do the same thing on Friday, but we're going to go a lot more in depth because on Friday, we're going to pray for those waiting at the door. All those people waiting at the door, all those droves of people coming from all directions, we're going to pray for their souls. Remember now, we're not praying that we're fasting to get something. We're fasting so we can hear better, we can see better, we can get into his presence, not just better, but stronger and remain. Our day is all day in his presence. We're tuning out, we're killing that flesh. We're putting the flesh under our feet. We're giving no power to the flesh and causing our spirit man to grow. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, brother, so much. All right, everyone. Again, thank you for your time and attention tonight. And we will be looking forward to seeing those who can make it on Sunday, and also looking forward to all that the Lord hearing, what all that the Lord is doing in your lives individually and as it relates to the ministry. Certainly looking forward to that as well. I just want you all to know that I do love you. Now that's a real thing. I do love you. Oh man, but it's no match for Jesus and his love for you and his love for us. Have a beautiful night and a beautiful rest of the week, and we will see you on Sunday. All right, good night.